Welcome to the Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and you're listening to episode 27. Today's episode is called Three Ways to Achieve That Big Goal. We're going to be chatting about the three different ways that you can approach reaching that big goal. But I wanted to first thank those of you who jumped on the Fundraising Freedom Fellowship last Friday. We have a recording of it up on the Fundraising Freedom Tribe on Facebook. If you want to jump in and check it out, I'd love to have you there. We talk about donation envy on July's fellowship. And it was great because it really, for me, digging into finding out what the difference was between envy and jealousy. And I guess I always assumed that they were kind of interchangeable, but they aren't. They're very uniquely different, and we often use the term jealousy instead of envy when we should be saying that we're envious. So check it out. I thought it was an interesting conversation. I had a really good chat. Thanks to Rob and Joel. We had Brian Wagner, and then my author coach, Carrie Oberbrenner, jumped in for just a few minutes. So if you're interested in seeing who was the man behind Fundraising Fellowship and making sure that that came to life, Carrie's my coach on that, and he was a part of this month's call. You can check it out. So this month, I am excited about just sharing more and more about the opportunity to learn from those who have gone before you. And that's why I'm so passionate about being a fundraising coach, is that I feel like there's so much to learn from somebody who has already done it. Why reinvent the wheel? Why do something that somebody else has already paved the way? So that's why I love coaching. I've enjoyed it so much. I have several coaching clients right now that have read the book Fundraising Freedom, and they found out that I had this coaching program and jumped in, and they've been every single week working towards reaching their goal. But more importantly, I really feel like they're identifying really their foundation of how to raise the funds, what finding clarity on who they are so that they can express it in a way that others really understand and can translate just in a few words what it is that they actually do in the lives that they're impacting through the work that's being done. So I love my coaching clients. I am extremely invested in their lives and the work that they do because I want them to be a success. You know, I don't want to be a part of something that's not successful, and I don't want you to be a part of something either where you're struggling. So today's episode is really highlighting that because my coaching program just opened up again for taking applications. So you can jump on maryvalone.com/coaching. I'm accepting applications just for the next 2 weeks until Friday, the 28th of July. So if you're listening to this and you want to apply, this is the way to do it, maryvalone.com/coaching. But I want you to be able to have a resource in order to really reach that big goal. So let's talk about the three ways to achieve your big goal. I mean, you can do it. Number one, you can do it alone. Number two, you can do it with a coach. Or number three, you can do it with a coach and a team. So let's talk about that first one. So doing it alone, reaching that, going after and achieving that big goal alone. So this is as if when you were a little kid that your mom or dad just sat you down in front of a book and said, figure it out. I mean, like, figure it out. Go figure out how you're going to read that book on your own without somebody reading it to you first, helping you pronounce the words, and then you eventually reading it back. That is how you learn, right? So, I mean, thinking about that, we do this with so many things in our lives where we're like, well, we're just going to go it alone. We can figure it out. We'll just knock it out on our own. Well, that seems extremely silly when you think about it in the learning phases. You know, when you're a little kid and you're learning how to walk or crawl, I mean, usually you have a parent or a guardian or somebody who's there that's helping you from knocking your head against, you know, the corner of the table or something, you know, like making sure that you have some parameters to learn how to do those things without hurting yourself, without stumbling along the way. I mean, we all stumble. There's never a time where a child starts walking and they don't drop back on their butt at some point, right? But still, there's a parent, a guardian, someone who's there to help navigate them through the process. And as you grow up and you attend school, you've got a teacher who's walking you through the entire process. They don't just throw a bunch of kids in a room and say, go learn. Go, here's the textbook, here's your tools, go figure it out. We never do that. That is not how we teach children. That's not how we as adults should learn how to reach that big goal. And so going it alone, I mean, you may feel like right now that's where you're at, and you have felt in the past that that is a good place to be. And it's okay. You'll just figure it out. You'll just pound on, knock on enough doors, and somebody will say yes. And you'll just stumble along the way, knocking yourself on the corner of every table possible. But you're going to get there. And it's just, I mean, you'll eventually get there, I guess, or you'll quit. One or the other. So let's talk about what it looks like to have a coach. So this is actually a pretty commemorative day. 10 years ago today, so I'm recording this on Sunday, July 16th. So 10 years ago on this day, I started my job at the American Cancer Society. And this was really the job that created the tools that I've learned, and I had the mentors, the coaches, I was surrounded by the team, and I had the best experience, and that is ultimately the content that created Fundraising Freedom, my book. And every time I think about just these last 10 years and how much I've learned and grown, and the different coaches that I've brought into my life during this time, I really realized how critical having a coach is. So when I talk about 10 years ago, you know, when I was given this opportunity to start, it was the day before my 27th birthday. So I'm actually turning 37 tomorrow. And so I was 27 years old. I was at this stage of life where I was starting to realize that I couldn't do it alone. So my early 20s, I spent those jobs doing it alone. I was just going to knock on as many doors, and I was going to try and raise as much money for Special Olympics and the ALS Association. But once I walked into the doors of the American Cancer Society, and it was the day before my 27th birthday, I just said to myself, I'm not going to do it this way anymore. I'm not going to knock myself on every table. I'm not going to stumble. I'm not going to fall, because I don't have to anymore. I realized that by this stage of life that there was enough people who had done it already, that there was no reason why I had to reinvent the wheel. And so when I was introduced to my coach, my mentor that I talk about in chapter 2 of Fundraising Freedom, the gentleman who taught me how to be like Sherlock Holmes, this gentleman was my coach. He was my mentor. Now, he was not my manager. And this is what is really interesting, is that a lot of times we think, well, we have a coach because we have a boss, you know, that someone is overseeing our position. But what we don't realize is that that person is overseeing all aspects of your job. And managers truly want things to stay status quo. I put a quote up in the tribe this last week about managers and leaders, and managers want things to be status quo because they're trying to manage the situation. They do not want change. Whereas a leader embraces change and avoids status quo. So leaders don't want things to stay the same, right? You as a leader want things to get better. You're trying to change the world. You're trying to change lives, and your mission is so much bigger than today. So for you to stick with today's status is just not good enough. And so our managers that we might have in the workplace, they're the ones that are looking at trying to make sure that you can handle the job that you have today. And so what I'm looking at is, how do you find somebody in your life that can really push you to the next level, who can coach you, who can mentor you to that next level? And so whoever that person might be in your life, and maybe you don't have this person and you're looking for that person, and I may be that person for you, but this is the time to identify who can model this for me. Maybe you have somebody already in your organization that has served in this capacity for you, but who is that person who can really push you to the next level? And if you think about any sport, any big goal that you have in your life, so whether that is losing weight, you have a trainer. If it's making money and thinking about retirement, you have a financial advisor. If you are a part of a sport, an athletic group, you always have a coach, somebody who is teaching you how to improve your skills. And ultimately, what I'm looking for in a mentor is somebody who's going to educate me, teach me something that I don't already know, that person is going to empower me so that I can go do it on my own. I want to learn how to do it so that I don't have to have this mentor and this coach continuously with me for the rest of my life because it's a crutch. I want to be able to learn from that coach and then move on to someone who's at a different level, maybe move up and see somebody who's taken it to a whole different level and then go find a new coach. And so that person, I want them to empower me. And the last thing is I want them to encourage me. I want them to be so encouraging, telling me that I can attain this, that they're showing me other people who are already doing it and doing it better, you know, that there's a better way out there to improve. I mean, think about any Olympic athlete, you know, that's out there trying to better themselves. I mean, they typically have a coach that's just one-on-one who's helping them improve their health, their wellness, their sleeping, you know, every aspect of the game. I was actually just looking on Facebook before I jumped on here, and one of my friends is participating in an Ironman, and he talked about when he first got started, he didn't have a bike, he didn't know how to swim, and he didn't have a coach. And he didn't even have the tools to do this, but he had a passion and he had a drive and he wanted to do it. He had a vision to do this Ironman. So what happened? He got the resources he needed by getting a bike, getting swim equipment, you know, getting everything he needs to do what he needs to do, running shoes, the right clothes, the right, you know, just what he should eat and all those sorts of things. But ultimately, he needed a coach. He needed somebody to teach him how to use those resources so that he can actually achieve his goal. And so that coach, I mean, just think about every aspect of your life, how you have somebody who's been a mentor, whether that was a parent or a grandparent, somebody who is a spiritual leader or an educator. So all in every aspect of your life, you should have somebody who's ahead of the game in that area for you and is helping you attain that big goal that you have ahead. So once you've considered where you're like, okay, maybe I'm going it alone, or maybe today I do have a coach and I'm moving forward and I have the tools. You know, several of you listening are part of my coaching program, so you might have me as a coach and you're like, hey, I have the tools. I have the coach. I'm ready to go. Now is the last part of this. The third way to achieve your big goal is to have a team. So not only do you have you've got your coach, and you've got your strong team. So now this is where I talk about in Fundraising Freedom, that campaign chairman, that volunteer who's willing to spearhead your campaign, that's going to spearhead raising funds for you. And now I'm talking to not only nonprofit leaders who are working in maybe more corporate environments, but I'm also talking to the individual missionary here. So I want to talk to that person too, because I think sometimes they feel like they cannot have a team because they're raising support for them individually. And that is not the truth. So you can have a team as well. Anyone who's raising funds should have a team. And this, when you first get started, you're only looking for one person. This is where I talk about, you know, building out your team and, you know, really the E of enhance or enlisting your team is that I want you to have that one person who's going to be your rock, the one that's going to get excited about the things that you do. If you think about your manager right now, the person who's overseeing your position, let's just say something exciting happens. You raise funds, you brought in that donation, you connected with the right person. They don't always get as excited for you as you probably would like them to. And it's purely because they've got a lot on their plate. And I think that they kind of have this expectation that you're going to do it anyways. So there's not that same joy that comes with it when a new donor comes on board. When you talk to your team and you talk to your coach, and they are there with you because they know how hard you worked to get that donation. You know, when I think about somebody who I've been coaching, you know, like they brought in a donation that was more than they had anticipated, and the people around them probably are like, well, yeah, duh, you're trying to raise money, that's great, you know, we're happy for you. But like me as their coach, I'm like, I am cheering with them because I know the work that they went into on the behind the scenes stuff, how they prepared for this moment to make that request, to make that ask, and then to get the response back that person was going to give more. But I'm also there with the people who are asking and knocking on doors, and they're the ones that are getting the no's. and figuring out a way, why did you get a no? You know, why are you not seeing the donations that you thought you should? And maybe your story, maybe you're just not telling the right story. And I feel like sometimes I get a little bit hard, but I do it because I know that you want to reach that goal. So just like a sports coach or anything, they're going to make you run more sprints. I mean, yeah, it's no fun. It's no fun to have to keep running and lifting weights or, you know, all that preparation that goes into before you actually get into the game. But that's the whole point, is that they're fine-tuning you to make you a better person so that you are better equipped to go make that ask, to go get into the game. And so same thing with your team. You can lean on each other. So once you have the team in play, now you aren't the one who has to carry the weight all by yourself, because it's not you doing it alone. Now you've got a coach, now you've got a team. And so together you guys are reaching this goal. And so it's so much fun. And I think that that's why sometimes people look at me like deer in the headlights, is that they think, how do you like what you do? Like, how do you like fundraising? That just seems so silly. You know, like I couldn't ask anybody for money. I couldn't ask them for that much. And yet, you know, this was actually somebody. I was sitting in an airplane next to this guy, and he was running a very large company. He told me he was the CEO of a company, and he was running this thing. And he says to me he couldn't ask people for money. And I thought to myself, I'm like, you sell your business every single day, and there's really no difference between that corporate business side and the nonprofit fundraising side. The difference is that I think that they feel like they've got something tangible to sell, and we as fundraisers don't necessarily have a product that we're selling. And so what we have to do is we have to paint this picture of hope and, you know, all the you know, 25 cent words, you know, that are out there, 50 cent words, that, you know, really express what it is that we are doing. You know, what is it that we're, how are we changing lives that's worth so much more than a tangible product? And I've had several people ask me this last week just about, you know, not selling a tangible product. You know, it's easy if you say, oh, I'm feeding kids in Africa, or, oh, I'm, you know, putting food in people's mouths or whatever. Like, there's something tangible about handing a product, you know, a donor giving you money, you buying a product, and then that product going into the hands of the people you're serving. But not everybody who's listening right now has that tangible product. And I get it. So what you have to do, what you have to be able to do, is to really share the vision in a way where you tell that donor what you're doing with the money that's being spent. This is allowing you, and maybe it's paying for your salary. Maybe it is paying for you to be the boots on the ground, but let them know that this thing is not going to happen without you being in the field, without you doing the work. And in order for you to do the work, you have to resign from your full-time job so that you can be 100% focused on this, on achieving the mission, on achieving the vision. And I don't think anybody can look down on the fact that, hey, we need people to actually implement the ideas. So don't be afraid of talking about operational expenses and the expenses that it takes to actually run your organization, or, you know, to do fulfill your mission, because we all get that. I mean, nobody shows up to work at any of our Fortune 500 companies without a paycheck. You know, they don't just choose to show up and do the work because it's good work. I mean, it's still good work. I mean, anybody who works for any of these big companies, yeah, they're changing lives, definitely creating tools and things for us to make our lives better. But why is their job more important than the job that you're doing? And so just remember that as you're talking to potential donors, that, hey, don't be afraid, be confident in the work that you're doing. But sometimes when you do have that team that's surrounding you, when you have that coach who's saying, who's empowering you and saying, it's okay to be where you're at. It's okay to not have this thing totally figured out. But what you do know is that there's so many people who you need to serve because you're in a different place. You're that coach for somebody else. And think about that. Most of you guys are running your nonprofits who are serving, you are serving as a mentor, as a coach to someone else in the workplace or someone else that you're serving. And they need you so that you can navigate navigate life for them. So whether that's, you know, I mean, you guys are serving so many incredible people. I mean, just across the board, I talk about, you know, homeless, refugees, and people who are in incarceration, you know, people who are lost and alone and thinking about suicide. And, you know, there's so many different things that you guys are taking on, so many challenges. But in your organization, there are people that are looking to you as that coach, looking to you as that mentor. And so I don't want you to hesitate from reaching out and finding somebody to be that person in your life. Do not go this alone. Don't take this on by yourself. None of us are strong enough to do this alone. I mean, I think back at all of the most important things in my life, the momentous occasions, you know, where things really took a different turn for me. And, you know, I obviously mentioned 10 years ago when I started at the American Cancer Society, but also, you know, just a few, well, 4 years ago. 4 years ago about this time, actually it was just a little over three. I'm going to say that. Oh, just a little over 3 years ago, I had hired my business coach, because I had made the decision that I wanted to do this full time. You know, I wanted to coach and consult and train nonprofit leaders so that you guys can raise more funds. So I wouldn't even be doing this work. This podcast wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for my business coach. And then, you know, I only spent 3 months with that business coach where they were really instilling in me. He was giving me the tips and the tools to start my business. And he had already gone before me. He was already, you know, doing really, really well in his business. And he was a man of faith and he wasn't scamming people. And so I was really looking to him because I'm like, I don't want to just learn from anyone. I don't want to put my life in somebody else's hands to teach me and coach me if I don't believe in what they're doing. You know, if I didn't think that he had a strong business that represented the same kind of values that I did, you know, so that was really important to me. And then, you know, I knew when I was working with him, he kept on saying, well, what's next? Okay, you start your business and then what's next? And I just kept on saying, I have to write this book. You know, I have to write this book. I just feel like for, you know, 8 years prior, I mean, I knew right when I started with the American Cancer Society, I would say within a year, so about 9 years ago now, I knew that this book was going to happen, but I knew I wasn't prepared at that point to actually write it. But it was kind of like this thing that was looming in the, you know, in the future. So when I started with this business coach, I had said to him, I was like, you know, I really need to write a book. And he goes, you know, I wouldn't put so much energy into that book because, you know, oftentimes people write books and they don't go anywhere. You know, like on average, it's something like 300 books in the lifetime of a book that gets sold. And by the way, I have far surpassed that, which is exciting, you know, but at the time I just was thinking to myself, I just need to get my content on paper. That was to me going to help me so much in the training and consulting and coaching of people like you guys. And obviously created this podcast, you know, so I wanted to be sure that I was ready for that next thing. So he was like, you know, great, that's awesome. And what ended up happening was that he introduced me to my author coach. And so then I hired my author coach, and that's the gentleman who popped in our coaching call, our coaching fellowship that I mentioned about that's in the tribe. But Carrie Oberbrunner was my author coach. And for 18 months, you know, we're just coming up on 18 months now, and that's how long his program was. And I look back and I just think to myself, I'm like, I just was so in a place where I was frustrated. I knew I needed to write this book, but I didn't have any clue how to do it. And I literally just prayed to God. I just was like, God, if you want me to write this book, you're going to have to give me someone because I don't know how to do it. I have no idea. And when my business coach, who was Grant Baldwin was my business coach, and Grant connected me to Carrie, and that, I mean, that was it. I knew in the moment that I met Carrie that I was like, this guy is going to be my author coach because he's already done it. He's already written books. He, you know, same thing, values, same. He was doing what I wanted to do. And so what happened? I mean, I hired him and in January, I released my first book. And so, but with every big goal, those ways to achieve that big goal, I also in every situation needed a team. So I didn't create my business by myself. I mean, I obviously had a super strong team. I had, the five most influential people in my life who were speaking truth and life into that season of my life, because I was going through a lot of transition. I was going through a lot of changes. And so those people that made up my team at that point were critical in the decision to move forward. And so same thing with my author, the author book, my author coach, he did the same thing. But I also had an entire team of authors that surrounded me and encouraged me and pushed me to the next level. And so that's exactly what I wanted to create when I created my coaching program, was that I didn't want you to be a number. I didn't want you just to be another fundraiser who is raising funds and just kind of like being distant in the future, like distant from having that connection. So I created my group coaching program, and what I've loved watching. So my first group started up the first week of April, and then my second group started the first week of June, and now I'm gearing up for the third group to start up in August. And with each group, what I love is that not only do we have that great coaching, opportunity where I get to teach, educate, empower, and encourage each of my coaching clients, I also want to surround you with an incredible team. I want you to be around other fundraisers who are doing similar work, because what happens is you start to realize that you're not alone. And I cannot tell you how many times when I was, an independent, when I was a fundraiser, just working for a nonprofit organization, I felt so alone. I felt like nobody understood what I was going through. I mean, because it's hard. You guys all get it. You're all fundraisers. You all get it, that sometimes it's like, I just need somebody who can say, I know it sucks. I know this is hard. I know it's tough. And here's how I overcame it. Here's some things that I did to change my calendar, to change my approach to how I reached out to people, and really give tips and tools on how to do that. So, so that's what's so great about bringing together not only a coach, but a team to surround you. And that's what I'm doing, because my mentor, just was so incredible to me. I just knew that it was no longer, just that I was tasked with something. I felt like I was part of a bigger vision. I felt like I was a part of, really the mission of the organization when I had that coach. Now, I still had a manager. I still had supervisors who trained me in other areas of the job, just like I'm sure each and every one of you have. But just realize that when you start to bring in people who have specialties, that this is their thing, that this is their gifting, that changes your entire perspective around that one aspect, person who's training you. I mean, they're not thinking about every single aspect of your life. They're honing in on one aspect of your life, and that's, your health or your wellness or, and so for this particular circumstance, we're talking about raising funds and making sure you're financially secure. Because if you're struggling financially and you're having a tough time, and it's causing stress and anxiety, it's going to leak into every other part of your life. We all know that finances is one of those areas of our lives that we can't hide, because it shows up in our health. It shows up in our conversations and our relationships. And so having a confidence and, getting rid of that desperation will change how you can fulfill your vision and your mission. And that's what I want for you. I want those words on the sheet of paper for your mission. I want you to be able to fulfill that. And so I'm going to have those hard conversations with you, and I'm going to push you to the next level, because I know you're capable of doing it. Just like somebody who's going to tell you to lift a couple more reps, do a couple more, that you're capable of it. You just need somebody to tell you you are, and to be that person who's on your team. So that is my message to you today, is that I want you to evaluate the ways that you're currently working towards that big goal. Are you actually working on that big goal on your own? Are you doing it alone? Are you doing it with a coach? Or are you doing it with yourself, a coach, and a team? And I hope that third way is the way that you're approaching this. But if you're not there yet, evaluate whether or not you need a coach, and then start building out your team. So today, like I mentioned, it's the day before my birthday. So as a birthday gift to you, I definitely want to continue to encourage you to pick up the free resources that I put out there. That monthly fellowship is for you guys. I want you to be able to utilize that time, ask your questions, be a part of that. And that tribe, I created the tribe specifically for you guys so that you can ask your questions, that you would have community with other fundraisers. So make use of that Facebook Fundraising Freedom Tribe, and jump in there if you're not already in there. Just find us on Facebook, type in Fundraising Freedom Tribe, and we'll add you in. But the other thing is that I wanted, for my birthday, I wanted to invite you to give me a gift. And that gift would be to reach out to me. Reach out to me either on Facebook or through my email, which is mary@maryvalone.com. Really easy, first name, last name. So mary@maryvalone.com or through Facebook, or jump into that tribe. And I want you to share with me what it is that you're doing that's different. You know, what are you doing that's going to change your current situation? If you're frustrated and trying to plug away at this fundraising thing, but you're really struggling, what are you going to do today to make that change? And I hope that you'll consider being a part of my Fundraising Freedom coaching group. Like I mentioned, maryvalone.com/coaching. But it doesn't have to be me. I mean, obviously, I would love to work with you, but find somebody in your life that can be that coach for you if you don't already have someone. And I really, really encourage you to find somebody, because I really think that it's going to change your perspective on how you raise funds. I think it's going to change your attitude. I think it's going to give you a lot of hope and encouragement. And it's going to push you to the next level so that you can make greater impact for your mission. We don't do this because we're not called to it. You know, nobody sticks in a nonprofit. Nobody sticks with the kind of work that we do without feeling a bigger passion towards it, without feeling called to change lives. And so I believe that you were chosen. I believe that you were called to do the work that you're doing. And I believe that there's someone out there that can help you take it to the next level and can really support you through this. You do not have to go this alone. You do not have to trudge through it and not, you know, fall every 2 minutes. I mean, like, you can do this, and I believe in you. And so I'm so thankful that you chose to subscribe to the Mary Valone Show and that you're jumping in week after week and learning from this. Next week, I'm going to be talking with a good friend of mine. I'm going to be inviting him to come join us on this, the next episode, to talk about how to create, how to pull in the right tools. So I'm talking about having resources, having that right coach, but I also want to make sure that you have the tools to do your job really well. So I'm going to be inviting him on, and you'll be hearing about a new tool that I think could be really super helpful for you as you're raising funds. So I hope you guys have an incredible week. Thanks for joining into the fundraising, into my Fundraising Freedom Tribe, but also, just being a part of this weekly podcast. You guys have brought so much joy into my life, and I absolutely believe that my year 37 is going to be my best year yet. So I look forward to doing life with you guys each and every week, and every day through the tribe. So hope you guys have a great week. So go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time. What could your favorite charity do if money were not an object? Most nonprofit leaders say they know what to do, they just don't know how to do it. What if you had a resource that showed you step by step how to raise the funds you need to fulfill your mission? Hi, I'm Mary Valone, author of Fundraising Freedom, and I've raised millions of dollars for charity, and I'd love to show you exactly how to do it and how to recruit the right team to back you. Fundraising Freedom, 7 Steps to Build and Sustain Your Next Campaign. Available now at maryvalone.com, amazon.com, and online at all major bookstores. Get your copy and give the gift of Fundraising Freedom to your favorite charity today.